2 Samuel 8. Sometime afterward, David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. David took Methegamah out of the hand of the Philistines. He also defeated the Moabites, and making them lie down on the ground, measured them off with a cord. He measured 2 lengths of cord for those who were to be put to death, and 1 length for those who were to be spared. And the Moabites became servants to David and brought tribute. David also struck down King Hadadezer, son of Rehob of Zobah, as he went to restore his monument at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers. David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left enough for 100 chariots. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David killed 22,000 men of the Arameans. Then David put garrisons among the Arameans of Damascus, and the Arameans became servants to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. David took the gold shields that were carried by the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Beta and from Berothai, towns of Hadadezer, King David took a great amount of bronze. When King Toi of Hamath heard that David had defeated the whole army of Hadadezer, Toi sent his son Joram to King David to greet him and to congratulate him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. Now Hadadezer had often been at war with Toi. Joram brought with him articles of silver, gold, and bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he dedicated from all the nations he subdued. From Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, Amalek, and from the spoil of King Hadadezer, son of Rehob of Zobah. David won a name for himself. When he returned, he killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Saraiah was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were priests.